Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. Well, today on our program, we are continuing our interview with Ruth Johnson, who is a faithful servant with Child Evangelism Fellowship, serving as both a volunteer and a committee member for over 40 years. That is such a long time, and Ruth has been so faithful. Ruth is joining us by phone today from Joliet, Illinois. Ruth, thanks again for being with us here today.
It's good to be here again, and I'm pleased to share more of my story with the listening world.
Well, you know what? You just have such a heart for this ministry and so many stories to tell. And, you know, it's 40 years. That is such a long time. You were sharing with us about, on our last program, about how you have met with people through the years that you taught when they were children and now they're growing up. And it's just amazing how God has used you. And also, you were sharing how Devere, your husband, that he's also served on the local committee, too. And both of you, how long were you guys serving as local committee members? Like close to 30 years between the both of you?
Over 30 years. 40 years.
40 years.
For me. He was chairman about 30 years.
Wow, that is a long time. And I also heard that you were not only involved, not only serving as a committee member there in the Joliet area, but also teaching Good News clubs, but also both of you were involved in camp ministry at our CEF camp, Camp Good News. Can you tell us about that and how you were involved in the camp ministry?
Well, I started going down to camp, I think, when some of my kids were going to camp. And it was back in the days when they used volunteer counselors. And so I became a counselor. I had never attended a Bible camp, even as a child. And it was a complete new experience. It was always life-changing. Every year I'd come to camp, I would go through all kinds of changes, trying to learn how to keep ahead of the kids. Back at that time, the camp counselor had to be first in line with all the kids behind them when they were lining up for meals. And I had quite a struggle being able to get there before the children and try to keep things together. But I remember lots of special weeks of learning experiences and trials that we went through at Camp Good News. But they were wonderful years, and the children still remember the times of sharing and things that happened at camp.
Did you have a lot of children from the Joliet area that were in the CEF Good News clubs that also went down to Camp Good News in Washington?
Quite often we would have several children going from the area. Many times they were children that were coming from underprivileged homes, and they would need financial help to be able to attend, and there were camp funds that were available to help them, sometimes partially and sometimes full scholarships.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, it's because I love our Good News Club ministry because it's during the school year, but then summer comes, and, you know, if the children aren't being reached through either 5-day clubs or vacation Bible school, then it's like a whole summer, like 3 months goes by, and it's like nothing, you know, in their lives, especially if they're from an unchurched background. So I believe wholeheartedly in the camp ministry. So that's just great to hear how that was a part of your life, too, from the very beginning of not only Good News clubs, but also connecting our Good News Club children to camp. You know, I heard just probably about a year ago that you were involved in making these little felt books that we call the Wordless Book, but you made them in a special way. And you were involved in doing that. And I think there was someone called Grandma Senders or something like that. Can you tell us about how God used that to literally send the Wordless Book felt things that you made all over the world?
Yes. I met Grandma Senders about the time when I met Marge Hollingsworth here. And she had a son that lived in Plainfield. And she was the one that had initially prayed for this area. I believe that our child evangelism work is a result of Grandma Senders' prayers for the ministry to come to this area. And it was very special the way the Lord worked. She met Marge, and she needed a place to live. And Marge made connections where we were able to rent a big old house right in downtown Plainfield, and she lived there, and she ran the child evangelism little bookstore that we had where we sold literature and had our meetings. And that went on for many years until we were able to purchase a home in Shorewood that's used as our office location. That's where we would hold training classes and workshops and kind of the heart of our ministry when we first started.
And then is she the one that started making those little felt books?
And she made these little felt books. And she had, I don't know where she learned to make them, but she would cut the strips and sew them up and tie them and pack them up in little boxes and send them to places like Austria, and where there was the Iron Curtain and they could not take Christian literature in, but somehow they could get these little wordless books in. And I remember Trudy Kuhlman, one of the missionaries to Austria, was always welcoming and asking for these little books. Well, I used to tell Grandma Senders, you have to get someone else to make them, so, because she was, 80 years old when she was doing this. And I encouraged her to try to find someone that would help her to do it. Well, I happened to be the one that she recruited, I guess. And so I have made the books for a long time, but I never sent them around the world. I have just finished, I haven't been able to do it now. But I did find a lady in our church who makes about 100 of them each week. That's her goal, to make 100 wordless books. And she sends them into the office to use for the local work.
And I want to let you know that we still use those today, not only for the local work of CEF there in Joliet in the Three Rivers chapter, but also for the state of Illinois, because every year at our training school, when we have our summer missionaries come down here to Camp Good News to be trained for 2 weeks to either serve at camp or do 5 day clubs throughout the summer, every single one of them, when they pass their wordless book practicum, and for those of you that are listening that you may not know what a wordless book is, it's the 5-color booklet that stands for each color of the gospel: gold for heaven, dark for sin, red for the blood of Jesus and what Jesus did on the cross, the clean for forgiveness of sin and becoming a child of God when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and green is growing. So this 5-color booklet, and every single one of our students, they have that attached to their name tag when they pass their wordless book practicum at the training school. And I just got to tell you this, I don't know if anyone told you this or not, but it was probably about 2 years ago. Well, one of our summer missionaries, actually our camp counselor, he just passed his wordless book practicum, and then he got the wordless book, you know, felt pen, and then he attached that to his name tag, and then he got a phone call that his mom wasn't doing well in the hospital and that she was dying of cancer. And so he went there during the training school, and his mom, who was not a believer, asked him what that was, that 5-color booklet, and it caught her eye in the hospital. And she asked him to explain that to her, what that was. And so he was able to share the gospel with his mother, who had never asked him before about Jesus. And he was able to share that in the hospital bed with her. And that was just amazing. And that goes all the way back to you and to Grandma Senders and to the ministry that just got started up there. I mean, there's so many stories. I know you have so many, but there's one in particular that you told me about, that you have another story that you wanted to share with me about how just you can see the life change of the impact of the gospel. Can you share that with us today?
Well, this little girl came to Good News Club. She was in second grade, and her family really didn't want her to come. Her father was a school psychologist, and they were in a liberal church, and yet they left this little girl come to our Good News Club. And, well, she lived in the neighborhood for a while and attended the Crystal Lawn School, which is just behind my house. And at that time, we were having a Good News Club in the school, and she attended. That was 1972, and she says in the letter she sent, she was in second grade, and she said, we attended weekly, and she had never heard God's plan of salvation. We had some difficult times the year before. She said, my mom had open-heart surgery and almost died. but she miraculously recovered. She said, "My mom gave me permission to attend, and I did. I was a very quiet little girl, but because Ruth and Arlene, we were the teachers, presented the gospel so lovingly and clearly, I asked to speak with them after class about how to ask Jesus to be my Savior. I prayed to receive Christ and filled out the decision portion of the CEF track, First Steps. I still remember receiving tracts and scripture portions from Mrs. Johnson during the next few years." And then she tells how she moved away and then returned to the Plainfield area. And then when she had drifted away from the Lord, but she came back in her senior year of high school and she became a summer missionary. And then she went away to Moody, and her husband came back, or when she married him, they were came back and they served as the summer missionaries, both of them. And then he went on, and he was involved in as a U.S. Army chaplain. He was on a CEF committee in Kentucky and Alaska, and he served as committee chairman for the state of Kentucky at one time. And then also he visited in Nairobi, Kenya. And these are just, this was just this little girl that came, and God continued this work in her life. And then she had sent me a picture. I think the picture I have here is she has probably four or five children, and they've been in the, he's been an Army chaplain. And the Lord continued to use him as he traveled as an Army chaplain. So I felt that it was a wonderful testimony. And I did get to know this mother. When the tornado came in Plainfield, she asked if she could come and live at my house after her home was destroyed. And then she died with breast cancer during that time when she was here in my home. But God used her in a very special way, and she was one who really had opposed the ministry, didn't really want this little girl to even go to club or to camp or to club. So I cherish the story of this family.
Won't heaven be just awesome? I mean, heaven's going to be great. I mean, all these stories that maybe we never even heard the ending to. I'll just think of all those children for all those 40 years that you minister to through the Good News Clubs and the home party clubs and the school and different places that, I mean, all the ways and all those wordless book. I mean, we're just going to hear the ending of the story when we get to heaven. It's just going to be awesome. Now, Ruth, I just want to thank you for all the years that you have faithfully served the Lord. And I just want to thank you for all that you have done in your giving your heart and your soul and just your time, your talent, and your treasure. And you are a treasure, and just how you have just faithfully served the Lord all these years. And I just want to thank you again for being with us today. And we want to thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. Again, that's what this ministry is all about, is telling and proclaiming the gospel so that the future generation will come and know the Lord and walk with Him all the days of their life. Be encouraged today to boldly go and tell the future generation about the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.